last week. Last week we talked about Hanukkah just... Okay. I just want to make I have to keep cheshbon, because I say shir in three different places, and I just have to know what I did in each place. Oh. Hanukkah, in the observance of mitzvahs Hanukkah, there's one central theme to it. In terms of where one has to light the menorah, there's one word, basically. Nerishu beso, it's interesting. It's not only that we, for the sake of kiyum ha-mitzvah, a person lights for his whole family and could be yetzi, but it has to be basal. And all that we find, all the discussions in the halacha and all the various shaylos, ultimately did you find basal? What's the bias? What is the bias? The classic starting point of this discussion is a Ramah, which is built upon a Tshuva Sarajba. And the Rajba Shaila was, which is the primary place that a person should light? Where one sleeps or where one eats? And the Rajba was Machriya, that we should light B'moko Machila. And so there are more rights that Mokom Achila is primary. And some things that you write take on a life of their own. And they are understood or misunderstood to such an extent that it's very, very difficult to ever get it straightened out. And this was one of those situations. The world assumed Chagurim. Festival of Lights. So the world assumed that if I invite you for dinner, so Mokom Achila is primary, so you light in my house. That's what the world assumed. The Taz wrote at great length to explain that this was an egregious misunderstanding. An egregious misunderstanding of the Ramah, the Tshuva Sarajba. And probably in the most poignant line in the Taz, when I remember learning the Taz, and this line caught my eye, because it so defined the essence of the halacha. The Taz says, if I were to light the menorah in your house when you invited me for dinner, that's the equivalent of lighting it out in the street, on the street corner. So what the Taz did with that line, before Taz wrote that, we might have thought, I can light in your house, I can light in my house. There's a preference to light in my house. But the Taz came along, and what the Taz was mechadish is that lighting in your house is a zero. It's the same as lighting in the street. So you can't be, everyone knows you can't be yetzi lighting in the street. Just go in the street corner and light up a menorah, you're not yetzi. So I can't be yetzi in your house. So this is the starting point, and there are other achronim that took up the Taz. This is muskum lahalocha, the way it is. So the Taz explained that the Rajba is talking about a person that did not have his bedrooms and his dining room in the same place. Baruch Hashem, we're fortunate. We have the kitchen, the dining room, the bedrooms, all under one roof. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. There are people that the dining room was in one place and the bedroom was at a different address. So that's what the Rashba was addressing, which of those two? Both of them are Besa. Which bias is the Ikra? And the answer is that the bias of the Achil is the Ikra. So there's the starting point. The starting point is that we have to light only in our bias, in our house. Now, the question is, what defines a house? So the Gemara is a chiddush in Baba Madlikin that is a din of achsanoi. And achsanoi is a guest. And so it says the guest is mishtate perprite. He can obtain a chelek of the oil or the candles, whatever is being used to light the menorah. And with that, he's yotze with the lighting of the balabayas. So from that, we learned another step. That bias is not a permanent residence only. But just at Neri Shubesa, we might say just one can light in one's permanent residence. If you leave your permanent residence, that's it. You can't light. It's not your house. So Yedin Achsanoi was mechadish to us that there's a notion of lighting when I'm in someone else's house. If I'm a guest there, I'm staying and I'm sleeping in that house. Then there's a notion of lighting there. So we have then a notion that there's such a thing as a temporary bias. And we're going to explore that in a moment. Now, there's a machlekes among the achronim. What happens if two people... The Gemara is talking about a host-guest relationship. Let's say there are two people that jointly rent the residence, right? Two single guys, we have them all over Kew Garden Hills. People, single people, rent apartments. And they say you often rent apartments with roommates. So no one is the host and no one is the guest. Everyone's a Baal Bayis. Do you have a din of achsanoi in that case? So that's a machlekes of very early achronim, if there's a din achsanoi in that case. Or maybe every person has to light for himself. So that's, to the largest extent, we don't usually rely upon the din achsanoi. Just practically speaking, people light for themselves. They don't ask someone else to be included in their lighting. It's useful if you happen to be on the road. You know, you're going to be away for this man hadlocha. This is your place right now. You're out. So if you're, this is your achsan, you're staying there. Just tonight, I'm not going to be around at this man hadlocha. You know, so it could be mishtate perpite and be yetzi in that place. Now we also have with Ner Ishu Beso that if one person in the household lights, he's mitzi everybody. Right? The Gemara says that there are three strata to this halacha, a very unusual halacha. Mm-hmm. If you want to be yotze the din, so take one, all you need is 8 candles, that's it. Light one each night, and everybody in your house is yotze with one candle. So if you have a box of candles, then it's good for 5.5 years. 5.5 years. 44 candles, 5.5 years, it's good for. That's all you have to do. You want to be more upscale, be a mahada, so then it costs you one candle for every member of your household. And if you really want to be upscale, a mahadran, but a mahadran, so then there's a shayla how this works. So then you light one the first night, two the second, three the third, etc. So here we have a machlekes or rishayim. How this works? Is it follow on the mahadran? That first you're a mahadran, then you're a mahadran, then a mahadran? And therefore what it means is that each person goes the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. which is the way the Rambam learns. And what does it mean? No, it's a separate din. It doesn't go back in the Mahadran. It goes back on their issue basis, that the father lights and he is might see the whole bias. And by Mahadran and a Mahadran, just the father lights. The head of the household lights. And everyone's yaitzu with his. So the Berhetiv points out that this is one of an oddity, that we Ashkenazim follow the Rambam, and the Sfardim seem to follow Tosfos, because Tosfos objected to having multiple menorahs. He said, if you have multiple menorahs, then you lost the count. You look in the window, and you just have a mishmash of a million candles. So how can you have a count? And that would especially been the case at the times when you lit outdoors, because you have to have tefach hasamach lepesach right next to the door. That it means you got to jam all the candles into one tiny. Now we can spread them all over the house, the menorahs, as we wish. But there, if you need a tefach hasamach lepesach, so all the menorahs are in one tiny little space. When you look at it, it looks like somebody's having his 40th birthday party, not one of the nights of Hanukkah. So the Tosfos objected to it. So the Berhetiv says it's odd that the Ashkenazim followed the Rambam and the Sfardim followed the Balei HaTosfos. It's not the way the world works. So I'm a terrorist on this. Then love Bedavka, that way it works. But so there's a question, what's the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim? But it started with the issue of Ner Yishu Beso, that one person lights, and he's mighty everybody. Bias is the quint. The central yardstick of Neiros Chanukah. There is, it's one of the stranger halachas that we have. We don't normally have halachas, very, very few halachas that we have lechatchiles, b'di'eved, mahadrin. The halachas clear cut. This is muta, this is osa, this is yimachiv to do. We have very little, you know, possibilities, wiggle room in the actual halacha of the Gemara. Yeah, we do find, once in a while, you find Kedai Rav Shimon Lismuch Halo B'Shasat Chak. So there's an idea of a Shasat Chak Psak. But normally, halacha doesn't come like that. Bidin of the Gemara, things either mutter or they're osir. There's no different strata of observance. And we were very particular about it, in fact. If the warmach leikus in among Chachmei Ador, eventually it wound its way up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and the Sanhedrin HaGadol rendered a psak, and everyone was mechuyev to follow it. If one did not follow it, he was a zokin mamre, and he was subject to severe punishment. So we expected there to be one halacha. In fact, the Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga laments the fact that with the lapse of the Sanhedrin, halacha is going to be all over the map. Eilu oyser, eilu matirim, eilu matarim, eilu matamim, and azoy vaita. So how are we going to live? So that's what the Gemara addresses. So the expectation is that there should be one unified halacha. So what's interesting now, the Vilna Goyin set out, it's what his sons write at Nagdoma, I believe to Arachayim, that they set out, the Vilna Goyin set out at a certain point in his life. He said he's going to write a Shulchan Aruch, or a Perush on the Shulchan Aruch, and basically he's going to address all the machlokes of the Rishonim, and he's going to harness his rayas, and when he's finished, there's going to be one view left standing. That's it. And everyone else is going to knock out. And he said he's going to marshal his evidence in such fashion, he said, that B.S. Agoyal, no one's going to, well, no, they will not be able to overturn it. It'll be settled. But he said, got a siman min ha-shamayim that they didn't want him to do such a thing, so he stopped. So it's interesting that in Eretz Yisrael, that with, when we had Sanhedrin, we had a unified halacha. The Goyim wanted to make a unified halacha in Chutz Laaretz, or in his time, and Min HaShemayim, they were ma'akev him. They indicated that they don't want him to do it. So I think so. That's what makes Ner Chanukah so unique. That we did it the Gemara, we have different strata in the halacha. I think that the difference between that, why the Goyin had a siman min hashamayim that he should not write such a Shulchan Aruch, that in Eretz Yisrael, when we're in control of the circumstances around us, under those circumstances, we could have be mekayim the din with one straightforward halacha. But in Chutz La'aretz, when we are dependent and subject to all types of external factors that we're not in control of, so the Rabbanu Shalom much preferred that we have the system that we have. This is Lechatchila, B'dayevich, Asadcha, Kepsim, Meruva. That a plethora of dais to fit all the different types of circumstances which we're likely to meet in the Golos. That's what I think. But our Kalponim, so why do we have in Neres Hanukkah, we have something which is atypical in the entire halacha? There's a Yetzir Adin, there's a Mahadran, Mahadran and a Mahadran. So there's a very famous piece. You know how a Jew answers a question with another question. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. And he's the one that did it, not me. I would do it also, but he did it this time. To answer a question with a question. He said, what was this search, like this desperate search, to find oil that was Torah? And they were so exhilarated when they found it. The halacha is that Tumas Hutra B'tziva means if the din of Tumah would stand in the way of doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, we do the Avodah anyhow. So if they hadn't found Shem and Torah, what would they have done? They wouldn't have closed down the menorah for 8 days. They would have taken Shem and Tomei, and they would have lit the menorah with the Shem and Tomei. So what was their big problem? That they were looking and looking and looking, and they were so happy that they found it. You know, very nice, but you know. The menorah would have been yaitza ad lokas ha-menorah, whether they found it or they didn't find it. So what's so important about this?
Shem and Torah is not
an Akim? It's not. But if it's, you can't get Shem and Torah, then you use Shem and Tomei. It's not an Akim. No, Pnei Yeshua talks about it. Right on the Sugi and Shabbos. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Einach Anami, I'm right. They could have lit the menorah over Shem and Tomei. But that was exactly the point. They didn't want to be Yetzi a mitzvah b'di'evet. They wanted to be Yetzir Mitzvah L'Chatchila. So they strove and they strove and they strove. They were possessed that they have to look for Shemen. And finally they found the Pach Shemen. So they were able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah at the highest level. So since the whole Ness was a function of the desire to perform a Mitzvah at the highest level, so when we celebrate that Ness, it's also, we have what's sufficient, what's enhanced, and super enhanced. Because that's what drove them to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with Shem and Torah. Because they wanted to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with Shlemus, and they weren't looking for any easy ways out. The easy way out is Shem and Torah. That's it. And a week we'll have Shem and Torah, and that's it, finished. What's the problem? No. There's a mitzvah to be done. We want to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shlem busa at the highest possible level. So therefore, in Neres Chanukah also incorporates that notion. Now, we talk about Ner Ishu Beiso. So one of the difficult cases, let's say you're going to the airport, and you're leaving at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's before Plaga Mincha, off to the airport. You're going to take a night flight from the airport, and you're going to arrive in Eretz Yisrael tomorrow night. So the whole day, you're certainly not going to have a chance to light. You know, the whole night, you're going to be traveling. There's no place, you don't have a place to light. So, what do you do?
With those battery-operated candles,
like
in the hospital?
Yeah, it's schwach.
not really living there.
Exactly. It's a little hard to call it your bias, you know?
It's your seat, though.
You know?
I mean, hopefully.
Hopefully. It's,
what?
It's not your bias, believe me.
Okay. Shvach. You're davening on the plane, could you light out specific
messages? Yeah. Kitzur hadvarim, it's a problem. So you have a number of solutions to the problem. If you and your wife are at the same, have night time at the same time, in other words, let's say she's not going with you, so when night time comes and it's night time for you, she could light, and or you could light for her, either way, and you yates it, because never you should base her. You yates it with the lighting that takes place in your house, even if you're not there. So we had that. Now the problem is, let's say when your spouse lights, it's not nighttime for you. So there I have a very hard time. That, let's say your spouse is in Eretz Yisrael and you're here, and you're leaving the house 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to travel and you're going to miss the whole night. So it's alleged, I don't have not seen it, it's alleged that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that the spouse in Eretz Yisrael can light and the one here is Yitzchak. I don't think, if I recall correctly, Rabbi Azriel was not aware of any such psak of his father. It was, and the truth is, it's a very difficult psak to understand. You want to tell me Nairishu Bey, so fine. But just if you make a cheshbon. Sunday night was 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Eretz Yisrael. High time for lighting. What time is it here in New York City? 10 a.m. It's not even Hanukkah yet. So how could I possibly be yetzin nearest Hanukkah when it's not even Hanukkah for me yet? It blows.
My bias is.
I don't know. My bias is not going to Elam Habor to Gehenna. I'm the one, you know. You know. My bias doesn't do mitzvahs. I'm the Baal Bechira. I have to do mitzvahs.
There is a precedent because on Erev Shabbos, which may not be Hanukkah either.
So that's a whole.
So you were yeltsin before Hanukkah even started.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Okay. I spoke about it this past Shabbos, the Shabbos morning. The Efshar and Efshar is not the sole answer to the problem. That doesn't solve the problem. Because you can't light on Shabbos, this man for lighting on Erev Shabbos is a different man. That's when they made this man for lighting, for the first. So, Mameila, that's this man of the mitzvah, is at that time, for that night of Yom Tov. The same as Motzi Shabbos is a different man. If you hold, for example, that the Pshat and the Rambam, Mishatishka Chama, means sunset, and if you hold like the Riaz, that after a half an hour you can't light, so by the time you come to Tzitzik Ochov and Motzi Shabbos, you missed this man Hadlok already. So, Elamai, they made a different man for
it. They didn't make it before Hanukkah.
So, here they did. They made it before. That's the pshat. The man for the first night's lighting is for the is Erev Shabbos. That's what it is.
Erev Hanukkah.
That's this man. That's what they have to learn. This man. This man. The only way, you know, the Taz is interesting because the Taz has a different notion. The Taz learns the mitzvah, the Maisa Hadlok is now. It's almost a brisket Torah. But the Kiyam is not now. Why? Because the Taz is the one that holds that Kops is Zochot on Erev Shabbos. So the Taz holds that what you're doing is you're just lighting a fuse now. And it's going to burn and burn, and it's going to make it burn on Shabbos. So you're supposed to light the fuse now before this month. Therefore, it's not a problem lighting before this month, because now is the time Chazal will kovei that you should light. But the key of my mitzvah is when it burns at night. It's that this fire causes it to burn. Ultimately cause it to burn at night, and that's the key of my mitzvah according to the Taz. Remember that is what the Taz holds. Kofsa zokotlo erev Shabbos. Al kaponim, it's a very strange idea. A very strange idea. So, I try very much, you know, I cannot integrate it into my psak, because it's something b'chal I just can't deal with. I don't understand it at all. I'm not even sure that it's, you know, if you don't have a written version of something you don't understand, it's hard to know even exactly what was said and what wasn't said. You know, people hear all types of things, see all types of things, and yet they don't understand what they saw necessarily. Or they don't relate it properly. So I had now, someone's going to Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to get there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But he doesn't want to light late. So I told him, it's very simple, his wife is there already. He said, let his wife light in his house, his mom. And he'll be right with that. He'll get home 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whenever he gets home from the airport. You know.
But that's until already be on the ground when she lights.
So he's already going to be in the same, it's going to be night for both of them at that time. That's the reason I gave. Now the other Eitzah, in the sugya, in the first parak of Pesachim, you know, we have brachas that we say al and brachas li, right? We have al netilas sidayim lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So this is a very broad subject in the Rishonim. The Meikar sugya is in Pesachim in the first parak, and the Rishonim go to town trying to figure out how to account for all the brachas, all the liz and all the alas, and the hamayin shittas, and what exactly accounts for it. So one of the Ran there writes that it could be yotze the mitzvah halachas ner Chanukah yidei shliach. The Ran spells it out. So mameila, barring all else, let's say you and your wife were traveling on the night of Chanukah, and you left your house before plug, and you're going to travel through the night. You're not going to get there. You'll be on the plane, and you're not going to get to the new place until the night is gone. So the eighth is that someone should go to your house and be your shliach to light your menorah in your house. And he eats it with that. So, that's another hecha timtza.
Only if you're in the same time slot.
Yeah, well, yes. You have to be all at night. In other words, you're still at night when he's lighting.
But if, right, I mean, if theoretically, if you were at a later time of the night, and you could only be yotze, according to, let's say, at Shkia, so then you've already missed it.
No, not to listen.
The way that they're...
With Lamaisa Lahaloch, or we paskin that you can light later, or even in Eretz Yisrael, because I had a much bigger shayla, I was always makpa to light bizman when I lived in Eretz Yisrael. But there was real shlita told me that you could light late also and make a bracha. So it works out. Now you go away for Shabbos. So what's the din? Now when you study the halachic literature, you have to know there are two types of shailas that you read. There are shailas that actually happened. Somebody came and asked the Rabbi Shaila, this is the story, what's the din? Then there are theoretical constructs. Means the shayla didn't actually take place, but someone wanted to discuss this shayla, so they made a theoretical construct, and then they wrote a tshuva. Right? The tshuva sedeshin is known that his shaylas were not from actual shayalim. He formulated the shaylas, and then he wrote the tshuvas to it, to articulate the answers. Now the difference between them is the following. If it is a theoretical construct, then everything in the construct of the shayla ought to be necessary for the answer. The whole format of how the psak takes place and all the factors in it are all necessary. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. If it's a halacha l'maisa, that someone actually asked the question, then we have to be very careful to sort out which details are essential and which are not essential in the psak. Because the psak addresses real time what happened. It doesn't tell me which of the essential factors in the psak that have to be there necessarily and which don't have to be there. So I could have, the shoyl came and had seven different factors he put on the table. The rov may have only been concerned with two of those factors. The other five were extraneous to him. But the shayla says there are seven factors and the rov paskin that it's for, this is the din. Do you need all seven factors? Lav bedavka. So there's a pre-Chodesh. The pre-Chodesh was Rav in Yerushalayim about 275 years ago. And the pre-Chodesh had a shayla. I presume it was in Yerushalayim, the shayla. He was the Rav in Yerushalayim. That a young man came to him and told him the following. I'm going away to my father-in-law's house, which is in the same city, and I'm going to spend the whole Hanukkah in his house. So I want to know where I should light. Should I light in my father-in-law's house? Or should I go home, but as man adlok, and light in my own house? That was the shaila that he asked the Prichodosh. And the Prichodosh said that he should light in his father-in-law's house. That's what the Prichodosh wrote. Now, do we take it to mean that you have to go away for all 8 nights? Or that was just, listen, life doesn't always come in neat boxes, you know, for the halacha. That was the Maisa. So there was one great pesach that took it, that you have to go away for all 8 nights. But Rov Minyan of Binyan of all the pesachim and Klal Yisrael did not accept that view. Their view of it is that this is just, that's the story. But Lamaisa, it's not necessary.
You know, that's 8 nights, the idea of being mishtat with the Balabas is also if you're there for all 8 nights?
Yeah, this, well, it was one great Rav and Klal Yisrael that held that you can't go away for a night or two. If you go away for a night or two, you can't light in that place. You have to be there for the whole Hanukkah. But as I said, this is a Shita, it was a very great Pesach, but it's a Shita Yechidoi. It's not what's Mekubal and Klal Yisrael, but the whole truth is Yisrael, it's Mekubal otherwise. And I think it's pretty much Mekubal in many, many doors, because the Shabbos Hanukkah, in all the doors, there was a big time that Mishpachas pushed to get together. Even in Europe, when people didn't see each other a whole year, there was Shabbos Hanukkah was a special thing. I heard from European Jews that they would go to their, you know, grandparents' house, travel to another city, Shabbos Hanukkah. So, what's Mekubal is, if you go and you sleep in a place, even for one night, that you can light in that place. So if you go someplace for Shabbos or Friday night, you light where you're sleeping. What do you do Motzei Shabbos? You're leaving. So do you light at home or do you light where you were? So on one hand, the deal is clear. You could light where you stayed for Shabbos. Why? When the Zman Adlok comes, which is right after Shabbos, you're still there. You haven't left yet. So with the Zman Adlok, that's still the place you're at. So you could certainly light there. Ramesha Zatzal added another factor. Ramesha said there's a preference overall to light in your real house, not as an achsanoi. So therefore, he said there's a preference to light in your own house. So I said, Bamidvar Mamurim, I understood. If you're going straight home after Shabbos, you're right after Shabbos, you're packing up, you're leaving, you're going straight home, so light in your own house. But let's say you're not going home. You're going to party in the place that you're staying in. Or you're going to go yet to a third place to party with the family. And then you're going to go home. So that means you're going to be doing all types of things before Hadlokas Neiris, which we're really not supposed to be doing. So then we might as well light in the place that we stayed for Shabbos. Light there, do a party, and go home and go to sleep. And light tomorrow night in our house. Now, there is a case where you can actually be only eating in a place, and only eating in a place, and nevertheless, that's the place to light. What's Shchiach, stemmed from a psak that I heard from Rav Moshe, in Neiman, Tzatzal asked him, and the Shaila went is like this. Let's say you invite all your children and grandchildren, your whole extended family, invite to your house for Shabbos. Now, especially if you live in Kew Garden Hills, you don't have 23 bedrooms in your house, so there's just not enough place to put them all up. You know, I know someone that actually built the house on the ground in Borough Park, and it has a separate wing with bedrooms and baths for each of his children. So you can have a pile of them in one shot. You know. But most of us are not don't live in such large residences. So, Mamela, what do you do? So you find out your neighbor's going away to his kids. So you ask him if you could use some of the rooms by him for Shabbos. So the reality is that your children are staying in your house. There's a whole day they spend with you. They don't stay in the other house. They go there to sleep at night because there are not enough bedrooms just to put the head down. But the kfiyas, where are they? They're in your house. So in such a case, the kfiyas is in your house, even though you're not actually sleeping there. So you can light in that place too. That's the proper place to light.
The key was that he uprooted from his house by sleeping elsewhere.
What?
Is the key that he uprooted his from his original bias? Because he's not sleeping in his original...
He's not sleeping in his original bias. And he has. He's not in the street. He has a place. He has a kfir somewhere. Something is his house. There was someone who told me to ask me, why is... You tell me to sleep one night in a place is a kfiyas, and to eat one meal is not a kfiyas. Why is that? So I said, it's very simple. Did you ever eat lunch in Central Park? Or in some park, someplace? Yeah, you ate at a park. Did you ever sleep the night in a park? That's the answer. We eat in all types of places that are all right. We're on the run. But when it comes time to sleep, we don't go to say, I'm too tired, I'm just laying down on the park bench, and I'll move on to the next place. We get a roof over our heads, preferably our own roof. You know, so that's why the sleeping is a greater koveya. The sleeping is a greater koveya. Ramesha also held, let's say someone goes to their grandparents. Every Tuesday night they eat supper in their grandparents' house. So Ramesha held that a person could light in such a place. That's considered a kfiyas. You know, it's not a... It's kavua. It's a chiddush, but that's what he held. That you could light in such a place that's also... For this time and this place, this is my kfiyas. This is where I eat. That's b'chol nati. It's not yours. It's a different story. That has no shaykhas. Your grandparents is a different story. Your grandparents, you're a welcome guest by them. It's like someone asked me, they sleep in yeshiva, and could they just run home and light? They didn't sleep there yesterday. They're not going to sleep there tomorrow. Maybe they won't even sleep there the whole Hanukkah. So I said, you can go. It's your house. Your house is your house. You know, you go back to your house, you know, it's your residence. You go there when you want. But you don't have any connection. You're not connected in the store. So it's a big chiddush of Ramosha. So I think we basically covered pretty much all the scenarios. Anything anyone wants to ask that we didn't cover yet? Yeah.
There's no reason why they have to give you a pruta for the owner, or you can just give it to them?
No, they can make it. They need a kinyan. They should have a kinyan. They should pick it up. They should do something to be kind of it.
Not a kinyan. Kesef's not
kesef. It's interesting. He says mishtatef paprite. So, why mishtatef paprite? But we know the halacha that mois is not kind of metaltala. So there's a chiddush of Rav Yeruchim Diskin. He said pshat er hashach and hilchus chala, and I found someplace else, someplace in Choshen Mishpat, I found a raya to it also. I don't remember where, somewhere around Kuf Tzadik Tesim and Reish. I don't remember, but he said the following: that when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, is ukme adino, and din deraisa mois koinus, and the rabbanon will oiker it. When it comes to a dvar mitzvah, is ukme adino, that it goes back to Mois Kainos, but it will not be a mitzvah. So,
how much is the pruta?
5 cents, a dime. So, 5 cents and a dime. Somewhere in there.
So you can be kona the menorah with old money?
You could be kona, because it's a dvar mitzvah. Or I can just pick it up.
Pick it up.
Pick it up, and you yaitzi with that. Yeah.
If the husband and the wife are traveling all night, the Rav said that a shaliach could come to their house and light.
Yes.
How long does the shaliach have to stay there?
Well, the shliach has to stay 2 seconds there. The question is how much the balabayas wants him to stay there. You know, that's a different question, right? Unfortunately, right, a yeshiva in England just burned down.
Right.
Why? They lit the menorah and they left it alone, and somebody was up, either sloppy or a spark went and lit up something, one of the two. You know, so there's a question what the Balabayas wants. Mitzar Adin? He did it. There's no eschaivus to stay. There's apparently...
If there's nobody awake in the house, he'd say he can't light.
That's a different din. I have a written tshuva on that, but that's with Hechoches. That's a different din. Ador Yechidi lights. Ador Yechidi lights. Yeah.
The child is traveling, and is there any other people in the house, light, other siblings or parents lighting in the house?
It's enough.
He's the light for the child, is it?
He's what?
So they have
their
light for the child?
No, he's yaitzeh with the general lighting of the house. That's all.
Shouldn't they light another menorah from 100 to 100?
Listen, he's not there. Toiv loro, that's all. You know, he has the light. That's all. I don't think we're not makpid on the mahadrim and a mahadrim if the person is not there. Yeah, simple.
What about, let's say the wedding this week? So the husband probably aren't going back to their apartment, you know, the first night they're going to hotel.
Yeah, so I guess, so listen, I don't know all the rules of hotels, but basically, you know, if you could try to light at least with one tea light, and let it watch it for a half an hour and then blow it out. You know, you can't light, because if you want to light in a chasen hole, it's a brochel of atola. Mamash a brochel of atola.
I was talking about something like that, but they couldn't, is there any eitzah for some reason they couldn't light
up? I don't know what the eitzah would be. I don't know.
The candles that they used to give out, that only works if you light at seis, right? That's the
they
only
burn.
Would work for
yes.
That situation.
Yes, they
right?
Burn for about half an hour. Yes.
So that would only work if you
hold this manas seis or machmor if this manas seis, and then you should light at seis.
But otherwise, they don't do anything.
Yes, and if you hold it, that's this man.
Make a kinyan on the guest makes a kinyan.
He's
not in front of the menorah, just the oil.
He moved
the whole menorah.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, Freilich and Chanukah.